This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Catholic Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon, it covers the whole western part of the state, went bankrupt last July over priest sex abuse liability. Since then, 235 people have filed claims against church assets, but so have local parishes. Colin Fogarty from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Our Lady of the Dunes Catholic Church in Florence, Oregon, is one of the 80 parishes to file a claim against the Archdiocese of Portland. In recent years, the coastal village church has ballooned to 450 families, but it seats just 240 parishioners.
On summer weekends in particular, you know, our parishioners plus all the visitors, we fill up the church, we fill up the hall. We have people sitting in this kitchen right behind us.
Parishioner Ken Jankowski led a fundraising campaign that generated nearly $2 million in collections. Most of it went to a savings account run by the Archdiocese of Portland, which covers all of Western Oregon. Jankowski says when church officials sought federal bankruptcy protection last July, contractors were ready to start construction.
And they all walked away, said, we're not sure you guys are going to have any money, and we're not going to put any more work into this project until we're sure you can actually pay for it.
Inside, Jankowski says he doesn't blame victims of clergy sex abuse. In fact, one prominent member of the parish is among those who have filed claims. But Jankowski doesn't understand why the bankruptcy put his church in financial purgatory.
The victims certainly deserve some degree of compensation, and I don't think you'd find a single person in our parish who would argue with that. But we gave money to build a church. We need a church, and we're dead in the water.
Parishioners are not the only ones frustrated by the bankruptcy. Sex abuse victims say they want to see justice. One of them says her abuse occurred just south of here, in Coos Bay. 54-year-old Roxana Hill says she was repeatedly molested by a priest when she was 11 years old. She says she understands parishioners like those in Florence are caught in the middle, but she says she feels like a victim all over again, especially since during a recent legal deposition, a church attorney asked her if she enjoyed the priestly sexual contact.
What I want from the church now is every single thing I can get. Does that sound greedy and cruel? I don't know. I want the individual parishioners to know there's the top hierarchy, and the local people need to make them be responsible.
Archdiocese of Portland attorney Tom Stilley wants to settle with sex abuse victims like Hill. He wants to avoid what happened in Boston, where church officials closed several parishes to help pay court settlements.
We're going to be negotiating, I think, over the next few months, trying to determine, you know, what number they're comfortable with and what number we feel comfortable with, and hopefully we can come to a number that everybody can agree to.
Al Kennedy, attorney for a committee of abuse victims, says his side doesn't want a protracted legal fight either.
It is better for everyone to have a resolution of this bankruptcy as reasonably quickly and efficiently as we can.
That settlement could come long before the federal bankruptcy judge delves into the thorny question of who owns Catholic parishes, archbishops, or local parishioners like those at Our Lady of the Dunes Church in Florence. For now, they have only their prayers, like the one offered by Pastor Don Gutman.
We pray for the victims of clergy sexual abuse, those that have suffered, that they may be compensated fairly and through the bankruptcy proceedings so that the church can continue to do its mission as well.
In the meantime, these parishioners have a hearing before the federal bankruptcy judge next month, hoping to convince her to release their money for a new church. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.